Happy Thanksgiving. Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The traditional Thanksgiving dinner for those in need, usually held at the Pilgrim House, 30 Granite Avenue in North Canaan, is takeout only this year today because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Meals will be distributed directly to cars of recipients today in front of the Pilgrim House between noon and 2 p.m. Meanwhile, in Great Barrington, COVID-19 is not going to cancel the Thanksgiving meal at the Guthrie Center this year. The annual free community dinner at the Guthrie Center will be served takeout style to accommodate for the pandemic. Samuel's Deli and Catering in Pittsfield is still cooking up and donating the feast as it has for more than a decade. The dessert is from the Old Mill in Egremont. That is apple crisp, all going home in biodegradable containers. To see if there's still room left for you to pick up your meal, 413-528-1955. A reminder of this holiday season, the North Canaan Parade of Lights is on Sunday, beginning at 5:30, lining up at the Stop and Shop. Also, with the passing of Thanksgiving, the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Holiday Store will be opening. And when it opens up, it'll be open through Christmas Eve every day from 10 until 4:30. And this year, they also have an online store at www.ffa.hvrhs.org. Reminder, the Sunday in the Country food drive is feeding people this Thanksgiving and now collecting for Christmas. If you can help out, sundayinthecountryfooddrive.org. And donations are still needed for the Holiday Adopt-A-Family program in Millerton, which provides support for families of children ages 13 and below in the Weebatuck and Pine Plains Central School District. If you'd like to make a donation, 518-789-4508, or send a check to Adopt-A-Family, P.O. Box 880, Millerton, New York, 12546. An exploration of the Boeing 737 MAX airliner tragedies, one of which claimed Sheffield native Samuel Stumo, will air Friday night on ABC's 2020, coinciding with the recent release of the jet fleet that had been grounded worldwide. The installment to air at 9 p.m. is the result of year-long investigations, according to a statement from 2020. Stumo's parents, Nadia and Michael, who live in Sheffield, are interviewed along with other families of the victims. It'll also focus on fallout for Boeing, including federal investigations and congressional hearings. Pine Plains Central School District community extended its congratulations last month to Neil Murray, longtime history teacher at Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School, when Murray's work in conveying love and respect of history in his students was honored with the 2020 Eileen Mylod Hayden Award for Excellence in History Education. As noted in the district's website, the Award for Excellence in History Education is designed to recognize teachers at middle or high school levels who effectively impart a love of history in their students. On Tuesday in Connecticut, there were 109,152 coronavirus cases reported, up from 1,872. Out of 31,232 tests administered, 1,872 came back positive. That now leaves Connecticut with a positivity rate of almost 6%. If a region in Dutchess County is put under yellow zone restrictions by the state, that county would not have the testing capacity necessity for school districts in the zone to remain open. That, according to the commissioner of the County Department of Behavioral and Community Health, any school in the yellow zone would be required to create a testing program in which 20% of its in-person student and staff population were sampled on a weekly basis. Otherwise, it would need to switch to remote instruction. The U.S. Supreme Court has blocked New York from enforcing a strict attendance limit for religious services in areas with high rates of COVID-19, ruling late yesterday that it likely violates the First Amendment. The court voted 5-4 in favor of the Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Orthodox Jewish Umbrella Organization of America, which sought temporary injunction blocking the state from enforcing the 10 and 25 per person limits in red and orange zones, respectively. In Albany, state Senate Democrats say they've seen enough. They'll have a supermajority when they return to Albany in January. On Election Day, a strong showing from Republicans had party leaders claiming they would cut into the Democrats' majority. But as the votes came in, absentee ballots overwhelmingly broke Democrats' way, making clear the party would actually gain seats despite Republican boasts. And in Millbrook, New York, a vote by the Village of Millbrook Board of Trustees has removed the last major legal impediment to conversion of the landmark Thorne Building into a community center. The move completes a process that began in March of 2019 when the Board of Trustees voted, pending the resolution of the two provisos, to transfer ownership of the historic edifice to the nonprofit Thorne Building Community Center. The Town of North Canaan holiday gift program is underway. If you haven't received your application, you can pick one up at the Town Hall or contact the Social Service Office at 860-824-7313, extension 110, and leave a message with information for one to be mailed to you. The applications are due by December 1st. The Salisbury-Sharon Transfer Station will be closed for the holiday. Coming up November 27th at 7 p.m., Town Hall Players in Cornwall hold their virtual Viral Variety Show. On the 28th in Cornwall at 4:30, Cornwall Reads Cornwall at the library via Zoom. An opening reception will be held Saturday, November 28th from 5:30 till 8 p.m. at Standard Space Nostalgia. Now, Standard Space will only be open to the public by appointment under pandemic COVID-19 rules, 12 to 6, Friday through Sunday. Other appointments can be arranged Monday through Thursday. You must bring your own mask. Now, the opening reception is weather permitting. Reception will be held outside from 5:30 till 8. Four individuals or one family group will be admitted to the exhibition at time. Refreshments will be served outside. Remember to please bring your mask. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 173.77. It'll start up when it opens up again at 29,872.47. The NASDAQ starts off when it opens up again at 12,094.40, and the S&P 500 at 36,29.65. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.